You there, bud?
Yeah, we're here.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's always trouble when the guest asks the host, you there?
Are you still there?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Scratch and sniff. No.
Oh my gosh.
Barb?
Are you okay?
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
What would that smell like, Barb?
I don't know.
Bleach?
Oh, you know.
Uh-oh.
Talk on the air, Charlie. Quit telling me minutiae in my ear.
Maybe I'm just feeding down information.
Yeah, I say, well, what does Charlie know? No, it was Teresa. Who cares?
On the TV Tim show, maybe that's how it works, or maybe on Big Dick show. I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm just feeding down information that's told.
Shut up!
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, it's almost 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. Time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Well, he's back again, and he's back with a sports joke. It's Norm trying to shoehorn in a sports joke during the birdhouse hypothetical that was presented to Norm and Donnie.
St. Muller, would you rather sit nude in a fire ant pile or try to juggle three hornet's nests? Also nude.
This seems a time frame on it.
Those are horrible, horrible situations. Well, like, neither.
Pick one. Nude.
I'm not juggling hornet's nests.
Thank you, by the way, to the person who sent this question for not making it harder by offering a third possibility of front row seats to the Browns 49ers game. What would you rather do?
I've got to go to break, Mike. I'm sorry. I've got to go to break.
All right.
That's the only reason I'm talking. The only one. Bob and Jake are next.
Boy, you got no support. And you know what? I don't think he deserved it in that case.
What do you mean?
In my estimation.
Oh, you're saying that they were right to lay
yes,
out
Yes, I think
on
they
him.
Were right, yes.
It was a shoehorn, for sure.
It was...
And,
you know,
thank you for not. Would that really have made it a tougher choice?
That was just peak Norm, is what you just. That is just.
It is. That is
the
classic.
Essence of Norm.
Yes. Yes. Here's a hypothetical that would really make you.
And then here's a sports type joke from the 40s.
All right, one more time.
St. Muller, would you rather sit nude in a fire ant pile or try to juggle three hornet's nests? Also nude.
This seems a time frame on
those
it.
Those are horrible, horrible situations. Well, like, neither.
Pick one. Nude.
I'm not juggling hornet's nests.
Thank you, by the way, to the person who sent this question for not making it harder by offering a third possibility of front row seats to the Browns 49ers game. What would you rather do?
I've got to go to break, Mike. I'm sorry. I've got to go to break.
That's the
only reason I'm talking.
Because you had the
only one.
The Norm comedic tag of and then the
expecting
silence.
Laughter over it, but
and then the very weak deathbed Norm.
What would you do?
What would you do, pal?
It was so unnecessary, too, because the hypothetical presented two great choices.
Yeah.
And it was funny, and you're thinking about the hypothetical. We didn't need the sports joke.
Yeah, but what about 49ers Browns? That'd be bad, too, right?
By the way, I would take juggling three hornet's nests as opposed to just giving yourself up and sitting naked in a fire ant bed.
Maybe the hornets will be impressed that you can juggle. They won't sting you.
It's a small chance that would happen, but yes, at least that's a chance.
Thank you for not giving us a third freshman.
Okay, candidate number two is David Mino, who he's got so many drops now. I just never know what's real anymore. And one of his favorite genres is the Danny Directions drops that he throws in that Danny has thrown out over the years. And when it stops down Danny, maybe he's gone too far.
I got a gold jacket that I didn't pay for.
And he's saying in there...
You threw balls to everybody but me. Okay, we get it, Dion.
And he keeps,
I wish I knew how to get to the high road, but I don't know the address.
And he keeps saying...
What are you, a minister?
He thinks he is.
Yeah.
And it is over off Walnut Hill and Harry Hines.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
the address for the high road.
Oh.
It's what you were just talking about.
My God. You ever take days off?
He keeps saying, though, too, about, I thought it was over. I thought it was over.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. The address for the high road, that's kind of a shoehorn. If we're going to accuse Norm of a shoehorn, mm-hmm. I think that's a shoehorn, too.
There was a little bit of latency there. The timing was off, but the idea was right.
If Danny and Corby are having a great on-air discussion, I don't know if we need Danny directions at that point.
I like Danny's question to Mino, do you ever take a day off? Especially from direction drops.
Between 35, 75, just north of Woodall.
And they do make me laugh every time.
Mino's a genius for uncovering things that we would not normally think would be a whole line of humor.
Right. Mm-hmm. He discovered the directions humor, which is awesome. All right, so there's Mino, candidate number two. And then there's Justin Montemayor, who had some airtime this week with Bad Radio. I believe he filled in as a producer, right? Or was he doing tickers? Yeah, he was doing
he was producing.
Yeah.
Jake was hosting.
And he had a tough one. He was trying to talk, and he tried to swallow a peanut at the same time.
I think I just discovered, do you say rock, scissor, paper? I think I say rock, paper, scissor. I was trying to think in my mind.
Yeah, it's weird.
Rock, scissors, what paper.
What did you just do? Is he okay?
Had a peanut in my throat. Sorry.
Are you okay now?
I'm good.
All right.
You going to try it again?
I was trying to make my point and swallow.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to say yours sounded weird to me.
Mind it.
Yeah.
Did it sound as weird as someone trying to talk while a peanut was going down their throat?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say yours didn't sound weird at all.
well delivered.
All right, so we have Monty's noise.
It's weird. Rock. It's weird. Right.
And there's Bob on top of it.
It's weird. Right.
So Bob says rock, scissors, paper.
It's paper, scissors, rock, isn't it?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Okay.
But he said rock, scissors, paper.
I think I just discovered, do you say rock, scissor, paper? I think I say rock, paper, scissor. I was trying to think in my mind.
Yeah, it's weird.
Rock, scissors, paper.
What did you just do? Is he okay?
Had a peanut in my throat. Sorry.
Are you okay now?
I'm good.
All right.
You going to try it again?
I was trying to make my point and swallow.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to say yours sounded weird to me.
Mind it.
Yeah.
Did it sound as weird as someone trying to talk while a peanut was going down their throat?
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say yours didn't sound weird at all.
Well delivered.
Did you hear them last week jumping on Bob for saying Alfred Morris?
Yeah. Poor Bob. Bob, if you just want a peaceful show, just jump on this show for an hour or so. We'll treat you.
We got a nice warm seat over here. Come in here and we'll
in here, talk sports with us.
Fix you some cocoa.
We won't pummel you. Like your co-workers do. All right, so that's Norm, Mino, or Monty. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning, boys. Give me Norm watching Louis C.K. juggle a hornet's nest naked.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, this is where we vote.
Yep.
I would like to vote to send Jake to ESPN Radio.
I won't second that vote at all. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
First, hey, thanks, Craig, for all your hard work this week, okay?
Hey, you're welcome.
Oh. Vaginal slice, more and more.
All right.
shut up. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen, self-righteous arrogance.
Hey, God.
What are you doing?
It's not a candidate.
Yeah. Saying what needs to be said is what he's doing.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning to you, Jubb. Do you believe in Daryl Dickey?
Yes, he'll be back this weekend. One. Absolutely.
Absolutely. The New Orleans Bowl runs. Anyway, let's go with Norman Adolph Hitzkus, please.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hello.
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 Yeah, vote.
I'd like to responsibly vote for Norman Lucifer Hitzkus.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I lying, Marty?
Yes, ma'am.
I need is I want to vote for David Mino, just so you know. Love you. Go Red Raiders.
All right. Hello. You're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, if you'll remember, in the beginning, Norm wasn't always an E-Break Hall of Famer. In fact, I believe his record was, oh, too bad. But,
is that a Norm vote?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Sports caller, you're on the air. That's you.
Oh, God.
Hello, sports caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mino, thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Hi, you're on the ticket, who wins?
I support Norman and dad jokes, and I definitely vote for the peanut throat.
Peanut throat, okay, there's Monty. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Yes, let's vote for the Kevin Spacey of the ticket, David Mino.
Okay, sir.
Hi, you're on the ticket, who wins the e-break?
I got to give it to Mino. He got a Rolodex brain that somehow remembers those drops, pulls them up within a half a second, and throws them on the air. Guy's a genius.
Yeah.
Impressive.
All right, Norm and Mino tied at four here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Like a boss, like a pro, like a man with a 12-inch penis, Norm wins.
That was odd way to describe Norm.
No one's ever accused Norm of that.
But congratulations, Norm. You have won again.
St. Muller, would you rather sit nude in a fire ant pile or try to juggle three hornet's nests? Also nude.
It seems a time frame on
those are horrible, horrible situations. Well, like neither.
Pick one. Nude.
I'm not juggling hornet's nests.
Thank you, by the way, to the person who sent this question for not making it harder by offering a third possibility of front row seats to the Browns 49ers game. What would you rather do?
I've got to go to break, Mike. I'm sorry. I've got to go to break.
All right.
That's the only reason I'm talking. The only one. Bob and Jake are next.
I mean, is that for Norm?
91st win for Norman Dry Rub Hitzkus.
All right, way to go, Norm. 8-11 on the ticket.